Good morning. Yesterday we saw the opinion of the Shla in answering our question, why don't women say Kiddush Levana? Apparently they can. It's a mitzvah, sase shazman graman. They hear the shofar, they do lulav, etc., sit in the sukkah. So why indeed can't, or at least why indeed don't they say Kiddush Levana? So today we're going to see a second reason, that of the Magen Avraham. So the Magen Avraham makes a comment on the Ramah. The Ramah is talking about the saying of Havdalah. There's actually a machloket whether a woman can say Havdalah for herself or not. And accordingly, the Ramah comments when talking about Havdalah, lo yabdilu la'atman, women should not say Havdalah for themselves, but rather they should hear it from a male, and he will be motzi them. So what's going on here? So the Magen Avraham explains the opinion of the Ramah that should be mitzvah sheyesh ba'asiya rishain latzos ulevarach. When we have a mitzvah asei shazman grama that women are not obligated in, if the mitzvah has an action associated with it, for example, the taking of the lulav, the sitting in a sukkah, for those mitzvahs, a woman is permitted to do the action and can say the bracha before the action, no problem whatsoever. However, when the mitzvah is the saying of the bracha itself, but it doesn't have any action associated with it, and he's talking about the saying of Havdalah, for example, mitzvahs aseh shazman grama, but the mitzvah is simply saying the bracha, in those situations, the women cannot say the bracha and has to be yotzei from a man. That's what the Magen Avraham explains in the Shita of the Ramah. And that then he adds on what's relevant for us, the afshar de mahai taima. It could be that this is the reason lo nahagu lekadesh alavana. It could be that this is the reason that women are not noheg to say kiddush levana. In other words, it's because it's a mitzvah aseh shazman grama, and it's only a bracha. There's no action associated with it, and accordingly, women don't say it. As we said by Abdullah, she can be yotzei. Apparently, she could be yotzei kiddush levana as well from a man. That's not what the Magen Avraham says, but that's the implication. But what's relevant for us is she doesn't say the bracha because it's a mitzvah aseh shazman grama. Now, the Chachma Shlomo quotes this Magen Avraham, and he asks very strongly on him. He says, of the view, says the Chachma Shlomo, that a kiddush levana has nothing to do with being a mitzvah aseh shazman grama, that it's a time-bounded mitzvah. And he explains as follows, that the concept in defining what the mitzvah aseh shazman grama, mitzvah aseh, that is time-bounded, that is, for example, matzah, sukkah, and lulav. These are things that you could do all year round. You can eat matzah all year round. You can sit in a sukkah all year round. You can take a lulav all year round. But the Torah came and said, we're designating mitzvahs to a certain time period. And accordingly, when the Torah limits the time that we could otherwise do a mitzvah that is applicable, that could be done in theory all the time, that is called a mitzvah aseh shazman grama. That is a time-bounded mitzvah that the Torah tells us a woman is not chayevet to do. But on the other hand, when we have a mitzvah that the metzias, by definition, we are not able to do it all the time, not because the Torah limits it into certain specific time periods, but simply by definition, we cannot do this mitzvah all the time. That is not considered a mitzvah aseh shazman grama. That's a mitzvah aseh shelo azman grama. Women are only p'turus in a mitzvah aseh shazman grama, but if it's not time-bounded, a woman is obligated. And accordingly, he explains as follows, when it comes to kiddush levana, it's not that it is limited by time. That in theory, you could do kiddush levana all month long, but the Torah said you can only do it in the first half. That's not the concept. The concept is that Kiddush Levana, by definition, can only be done in the first half of the month when the moon is growing larger. It cannot be done in the second half of the month when the moon is growing smaller. Accordingly, we don't have a mitzvah here that could be done and the Torah limits it. We can do the mitzvah at any time when it's relevant to do the mitzvah. The entire first half is when we do the mitzvah. Accordingly, it says this is not a time-bounded mitzvah. It's a non-time-bounded. It's ain't a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah aseh shazman grama. It's a mitzvah aseh shelo azman grama. And accordingly, women would be obligated. And he brings an interesting parallel. He says as follows, if we have a fruit that's only available at certain times of the year. For example, we have fruit that is only available in the summer, would we say that a woman cannot say the Shehechianu because that's a mitzvah's aseh shazman groma, because it's only available at certain times in the year? He says, Vaday shanat. Vaday, that is not a mitzvah's aseh shazman groma. Certainly that is not a time-bounded mitzvah, simply that the fruit is only available at certain times of the year. And a woman certainly can say Shehechianu. That is not a time-bounded mitzvah. It's simply that the mitzvah is that the fruit is only available at certain times. So he says that the same thing applies to Kiddush Levana, just like the fruit of the year, when it's available, it's not time-bounded because it's not available at other times. So too with Kiddush Levana, when it's relevant to say the bracha, which is the first time of the month, the fact that it is not available the second half of the month, because it's waning, it's growing smaller, it's diminishing, that doesn't make it a mitzvah aseh shazman grama. In fact, it's a mitzvah aseh shelo hazgran zman grama. So that is the opinion of the Chachma Shlomo. Also, the Aleph Lecha Shlomo says a similar thing. Nonetheless, despite what sounds like a very strong rationale why Kiddush Levana is not time-bounded, the Tshuvas Minchas Yitzchak vehemently disagrees. He says the opinion of the Shla and the opinion of the Magen Avraham both agree that this is a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. Kiddush Levana is a time-bounded mitzvah. And he quotes a whole slew of other gedolei achronim, the Shvus Yaakov, the Chasam Sofer, the Ksav Sofer, the Maram Shik, the Tshuvas Hariva, etc., etc., that all agree that women do not say the Birkas HaLevana, the Kiddush Levana, also the Bracha on the Chama, on the sun, which we say every 28 years. Also, women would not say that because they are all of the view that this is Kiddush Levana. We'll focus on is a mitzvah aseh shazman grama. And even though we have the Chacham HaShlomo and certain other Gedolim who argue that it is because the mitzias is, you can't do it at certain times, that does not flip it into being a mitzvah aseh shazman grama, mitzvah aseh, it's a mitzvah aseh shelo hazman grama. Nonetheless, Minchas Yitzchak says, Mikol Makom Ein L'Hashvos Kol Gedolei HaPosim. You can't say that all these Gedolim that we listed have made a mistake and they're misclassifying the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana, but rather the Minchas Yitzchak concludes it's a mitzvah aseh shazman grama, and it's just like Havdalah, according to the Magen Avraham, when we just have a mitzvah aseh shazman grama, that the mitzvah is simply a bracha, there's no asiyah, there's no action, then women do not say those brachas. So that is where the Minchas Yitzchak concludes. Nonetheless, we'll just mention that the Abiya Omer indeed seems to endorse the Chachma Shlomo, the Aleph Lecha Shlomo, that indeed Kiddush Levana is not a time-bounded mitzvah. And he says it's similar to the mitzvah of Bikurim, bringing the first fruits, that those are, that is not a mitzvah aseh shazman grama, even though we only have the new fruits at certain times of the year. So after Hanukkah, for example, we don't have fruit for new fruits, but despite that, it doesn't classify the mitzvah Bikurim as a mitzvah aseh shazman grama. And in fact, women are obligated in the mitzvah of Bikurim as well. So he says the same thing applies to Kiddush Levana. It's not that the Torah is limiting the saying of the Kiddush Levana to certain times, but rather simply in its essence, the mitzvah is, the fact is, you can say Kiddush Levana at the first part of the month, not the second part of the month, but that does not make it a time-bounded mitzvah. It's a non-time-bounded mitzvah that women indeed would be have the opportunity to say the Kiddush Levana. I'm not going to say it's obligated because it's not an obligation really. It's a mitzvah aseh, you fulfill it. So may or may not be an obligation, but based on that view, a woman could do Kiddush Levana. Emir Tzashem, we will continue tomorrow with other rationales why the Minhag HaOlam is that women indeed do not say the Kiddush Levana. Have a wonderful day.